Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rob Zicari, the Rob Zicari Show. The Democrats have ended their publicity stunt. It's over. It's over. It's over. They are now going home. You probably didn't know that, did you? Or you probably did, because of course my audience is the smartest audience in the world. But those of you who did not know, they are now going on vacation. This stunt, that's what it was. It was a stunt, you know that. It was a publicity stunt. I mean, they were raising money on this stunt. Oh God. That was a horrible. I had some cube steak. All right, or as they would call it, country fried steak. And it's still inside me. Anyways, that was a stunt. They're raising money. As they were going through this stunt last night, they're calling their donors, they're calling their fundraising leaders. They're telling everyone, we need money. Look what we're doing. It was a stunt. It was a stunt. I mean, there was so many. Listen, let's start from the beginning, okay? Let's start from the beginning. There were four gun bills that got voted down in the Senate. Four. Two Democrats, two Republicans. So the Republicans didn't vote for the Democrats' bill, and the Democrats didn't vote for the Republicans' bill. But of course, the narrative, because Democrats control the press, is that Republicans want terrorists to have guns. Republicans want ISIS to have guns, which is kind of funny. And it was quickly scrubbed from the narrative. Who was it? Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut, that started that narrative. Republicans want ISIS to have guns. Republicans want ISIS to have guns. You know why that was quickly scrubbed from the press narrative? Because that would imply that ISIS is here. The only way that concept works is if ISIS is in the United States, if ISIS is in Florida, if ISIS is in New York, if ISIS is in California. But this administration keeps telling us that ISIS is not here. There is no network. They're just lone wolves, lone gay wolves. That's all. They're lone gay wolves. Lone gay wolves. Lone gay wolves who are upset because they might have AIDS. I mean, man, you can't get more crazy and just so outside the the reality bubble than the lone wolf gay who's upset because his Latin lover might have given him AIDS. But that's what we're being told now was the reason for the shooting in Orlando. I mean, that's a new one. I mean, that is a you didn't know, workplace violence, a disgruntled student. I mean, this is a new one. An upset gay. Gay who's very distraught because he thinks he's got AIDS from a lover. Man. I mean, that was like, woo! Put that together. That's creative. That's creative. So that narrative of Republicans want ISIS to have guns would imply that ISIS is here and this administration says they're not. So they had to forget walking it back. They had to pretend he didn't say that. And it's funny because yesterday the press, I don't know if it was Wolf Blitzer, I don't know if it was Tapper, I don't know if it was Maddow, I don't know if it was Stephanopoulos, I don't know if it was Charlie Rose. One of them started repeating that. And then I think somebody from the administration called them up and said, don't say that. Don't say that, stupid. Don't say it. That means that ISIS is here. Same thing with Murphy. Somebody hit up Murphy and went, hey, stupid. And he went, what? They're like, every time you go on TV and you say that, you're telling the American people that ISIS is here. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you didn't think about that because you're stupid. That's why. You're stupid. You're dumb. That's why. Just because you're a senator doesn't mean you're all knowing. You're stupid. That's it. So it was a stunt. They did a stunt. Four bills that the Senate rejected. Two Democrats, two Republicans. So it wasn't the Republicans. Both sides played games and rejected each other's bills. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen when the next president takes office? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think? All of a sudden, the House and the Senate are going to just get along with whoever is in charge? Do you really think that? I just, you know, you're dreaming. You're dreaming. They went live. Well, it wasn't live. They weren't even. What was going on last night technically was against. It was against the Senate rules. It was the broadcasting. Yeah, it wasn't on C-SPAN, but they got around it because they put it on Periscope. Put it on Periscope. So this big sit-in that they were comparing to the civil rights days. I don't know how that. I Lewis, he was there. Again, it's like another American diminishing important history for political gain, and it's troubling. It's troubling. Here's a guy that marched with Martin Luther King. Here's a guy that couldn't even drink out of a water fountain, couldn't even eat dinner at a at restaurants. I mean, Lewis was there. He was there on the front lines. Front lines. Guy getting hosed down and dogs attacking him. Also, black folk can vote. Be treated as equal. And here he is in 2016 equating a gun bill that does nothing to prevent terrorism to that of his time fighting for black folk. It's I think disgusting is a harsh word, but it is. Just like people saying Donald Trump is Hitler and comparing him to Nazi Germany and saying deporting illegals is the same as gassing 7 million Jews. It's like, wow, really? 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 That's, wow, you just erase the history of Hitler. Just seriously, because that's what you're doing. When you sit there and equate deporting people that are here illegally, deporting people that are here that broke the law, deporting people that are here that didn't wait in line, that didn't do what they were supposed to do to get legal. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing where our political leadership is. It really is. So the four bills failed. The four bills failed, and the Democrats are wanting a vote last night on a bill that already failed the Senate. So it was meaningless. What they were doing was doing a fundraiser. That's all. It was like a telethon. It was like a Jerry Lewis telethon. You remember the Jerry Lewis telethons for the little cripple kids? Remember that? And they'd stay up for 2 days straight. They'd raise $50-60 million, and they'd have all the bands play and comedians, and it would cut to people on the phone, and they're answering it, raising money. There'd be celebrities on the phone, so it'd give you the impression that if you called, maybe Lonnie Anderson would pick up. Someone like that. They'd be like, hello, this is the Jerry Lewis telethon. He'd be like, oh my God, is this Lonnie Anderson? Oh, I want to pledge $1,000 on that. But it wasn't. It was all fugazi. It was fake. It was a ruse. There was no Lonnie. That was just her on the phone pretending she's talking to someone. She's acting. Damn it. But that's what it was last night. That's what it was. It was a stunt. It was a stunt. And it was on the exact same day that Donald Trump delivered a scorching speech. Like, scorching speech. On Hillary Clinton, and not about Vince Foster, not about Whitewater, not about Travelgate, but about things that have happened in the last 4 years, legitimate things that when you watch the shows, you watch the MSNBCs, you watch the CNN, you read the Daily Beasts, you read the New York Times. No one was able to say, oh, well, this was a lie. This was wrong. This never happened. They couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. They could not do it. It was a speech of speeches. It was a speech that you never hear Republicans give. You don't. You don't. You do not hear Republicans talking about Hillary Clinton and the things that she has done. You don't. You just don't. So how do you get the attention away? How do you get the attention away from the Donald Trump speech? Well, you have this sit-in. You have a meaningless sit-in. You have a meaningless sit-in because nothing came from it. Nothing was going to come from it. It was meaningless. If they had a vote, it was going to fail. And if the vote passed, the Senate already voted it down. It was meaningless. It was meaningless as far as passing legislation. Now, getting the press to not cover the Donald Trump speech. And what I mean by that is the panels, the talking heads, the dissect. Because remember, if there was no sit-in, there would be panel after panel discussing the Trump speech. And they would have to admit that the things he said were true. I mean, MSNBC would have to break down the Bosnia story. They would. They would have to break that down. They would have to break down the Brian Williams reference. They don't want to do that. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. They'd have to break it down. They would have to go, so this is what Donald Trump meant, or this is what he referenced. Here's the video. Look at the little girls giving Hillary flowers. Here's her back in 09 or 08 or whatever the hell year it was, saying she misspoke. And that's a hell of a misspoke. I mean, it's one thing to say thousands of Muslims celebrated on 9/11 and then actually see reports of Muslims celebrating after 9/11 and go, well, okay, there was celebrations, but thousands? Ugh. It's a little exaggeration. That's one thing, but Hillary Clinton saying she was under sniper fire and then seeing the incident, and that incident was a little girl giving her flowers while Hillary Clinton accepted them with Chelsea Clinton next to her. So that's not an exaggeration. That's just a flat out lie. And then when you throw Brian Williams in there, you go, well, Brian Williams, he lied about being in a helicopter or a plane, whatever the hell it was that got attacked, and then he had to get fired. So what the Dems did yesterday, took all those panels away, took all those panels. Here, I'll give you an example. If you were on the West Coast like me, they didn't show any of the programs late night. And what I mean by that is if you didn't watch the talk shows, the talking head talk shows at their scheduled times, So if you didn't watch at 4 o'clock or you didn't watch at 5 o'clock, they weren't on. The night ones were not on. So on the West Coast, the time, whether it's Hannity or Maddow or Lemon, they were preempted out on the West Coast. And they were preempted. And the ones that were live, if it was later, they just covered this sit-in. So basically, there was no panels. That it was all about the sit-in. It was all about the publicity stunt. That's what it was. All about the publicity stunt. Convenient, right? Nobody was talking about the Trump speech. Just like today, no one's talking about it. It's all about the sit-in and the fact that the Democrats ended it. They ended it so they could go home. They're going home. They're going on recess until after the 4th of July. It was a stunt. It was a stunt. And last night they were calling for money. They were showing pictures of the victims. Orlando attack. Saying we need to have a vote. We need to have a vote on a bill. And we need money. Take a look at these faces. And we need money to pass a bill so this doesn't happen again. Now, low information voters are going, oh my God, oh Jesus. They're fooled. And when you have panels talking about the sit-in, talking about how courageous these Democrats are, how amazing they are, the low information voters going, yes, yeah, they don't know. Nobody's breaking down the fugazi that the Dems are doing. Nobody is. Instead, it's rah, 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 rah. They're broadcasting. They're singing. I mean, they're singing "We Shall Overcome." They're singing a civil rights, a slave, a. I mean, they are singing a song that black folks sing, or sung. Like I said, it's amazing how politicians now dismiss real history and real events that happened in our history. Extermination of Jews, black folk being treated like animals. And now it's like, yeah. That was meaningless. Those people died. Yeah, who cares? It's just amazing. Just amazing. And now they go home. That's it. Now they go home. This was so orchestrated. This was so planned. You see pictures of Elizabeth Warren sitting there, smiling. I tell you, she's not very attractive. I know that's, I shouldn't, I'm, she's not. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I know I shouldn't say that, but it's not about the looks. It's not about the looks. There's a couple guys that are just pretty hideous, too. Steny Hoyer looks... There's something about him. There's something about Steny Hoyer. So, I mean, something about Steny Hoyer that's just... Just, I don't know. He just looks bizarre. Actually, at one point, it looked like he was going to fall over. I think it was like 2 in the morning, and they're giving one of their little Periscope press conferences, and Steny Hoyer's in the background, and he looks like he's going to die. He looks like he was already dead, but he was standing. Just him and the Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. But I digress. I digress. I don't mean to make fun of their looks, but I don't know. This is bizarre looking. But that's it. It's over. Now they'll go on vacation. The big stunt's over, so give the Democrats a round of applause. They accomplished what they needed to accomplish, which was change the narrative of the day, change the story, change the headline from Donald Trump and his indictment of Hillary Clinton. Change that. And let's raise money. Because they all now go back. I mean, guys, think about this. They all go back to their home districts. And maybe they'll have a little town hall. Maybe they'll have a little fundraiser, you know, like a dinner where you get the money people. And they're like the heroes. They're the big shots now. Look what we did. So it's fresh in everybody's mind. Hey, look what we did. We're working for you. Huh? We're working for you. And remember, they did nothing in the first 2 years of the Obama administration. When Democrats controlled the House and the Senate, they did nothing. They could have done all of this stuff then. Just like the president's executive action on amnesty. We'll get to that later. But the same thing. The Supreme Court came back and said what the president did was unconstitutional. He couldn't do it. Those 4 million people got to go. And everybody's like, well... Guess what? It's the Democrats' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the Supreme Court's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. They controlled the government for 2 years. They could have done gun legislation. They could have done immigration. They had the power. They didn't do nothing. They did Obamacare, which is a disaster. The big legislation that this president did is a disaster. Garbage. I can't even get insurance for my girlfriend. Can't even get it. Can't even get it. I gotta form a corporation now. I gotta spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars that I wouldn't have had to form a corporation, get insurance, So my girl has it. And if something happens to her next month, she's covered. And she doesn't have to wait for an open enrollment. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's all the Democrats' fault. It is. Gun legislation. They should have done this in 08 and 09. They didn't. They're useless. Hell, if they, listen, you don't hear them talking about Chicago, do you? Of course not. Because then it throws Rahm Emanuel under the bus. Telling you, if there was no press, if the Democrats didn't control the media, the Democrats would not be in power. They would not be in power. This country would look incredibly different. It would. It would be so different. But while the Republicans were worried about congressmen and congresswomen in the 16th district in Arkansas, Democrats were all about controlling the message, disseminating their information, owning networks, owning communication outlets, Google, Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook, all the networks, all the newspapers, all the websites. That's what they were worried about. And they knew that if they owned that information highway, they would own everything. They would own everything. Slam dunk. So now the Democrats go back to their districts and go, look what we did. And those low information voters are like, yeah, not one. We'll go to them. Hey, why didn't you do this in 08 and 09? Why didn't you do this 08, 09, 010? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this then? Oh, well, we were doing Obamacare. Really? So it took you 2 years? 2 years! Are you kidding me? Imagine if we had jobs. Imagine if we had jobs where we could take 2 years to do something. 2 years to do something. And I'm not talking about building buildings or houses. And these dummies aren't, they're not doing that. It's legislation that they don't even write. The media is just pushing it. Wow. They're just, yeah, look what the Dems did. Look at the sit-in. Yeah. Useless. Useless public. Well, wasn't useless for the Dems. They raised money, and they got the narrative to focus on them instead of Trump. So, kudos for the Democrats.